What's up, PWS fans? We are back. Can we call this officially like season 2, episode 1? Can we do that since we haven't been on the air?
We haven't been on air for like three months?
Yeah, so.
So this is season 2.
Right, we're gonna go. This is season 2
episode
of the
1.
Episode 1 of the PWS cast. I am Jay Marrero.
And I am JJL. And shocking news breaking last night. What are your thoughts? I want to hear your thoughts.
Well, let's bring up the what happened.
You want to bring that up?
Yeah. All right. So, take us back to, I don't know, how far does this go back?
It happened, what, like 3 years ago? And now it finally leaked?
All right, so give us a story, then I'll give you my take on the whole situation.
Well, Hulk Hogan dropped a couple of N-bombs.
Uh-huh.
Because his daughter apparently was taking money from an African-American music mogul. And Hogan wasn't cool with that because he thinks she slept with him. He's not a fan of the brothers, obviously.
So last night, who is it? National Enquirer now threatened to release the tape or TV?
Release the tape, but they released the whole transcript, and it's horrible. Like he's been future endeavored by WWE.com. I mean. Booker T was trending last night because we all know about the famous Booker T clip, and he had to address it. Booker said basically, like, they have to abolish that word, the N-word, and he regrets what happened 20 years ago. And he's very shocked by the statements made by Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan.
All right, so last night, I guess whoever has a tape threatens, we're going to release this tape. So WWE does the right thing. They completely distant themselves from Hogan, right? He's no longer on the website. He's no longer a judge on Tough Enough. Axel Mania. Axel can't do that gimmick. That's how you know it's serious because Axel, who was running with this gimmick, can no longer even do that gimmick.
I mean, he hasn't been on TV in months. So
but this is true.
They were gonna phase him out eventually, so.
So, I mean, the funny thing is TNA keeps Hogan up on their website. Classy move, TNA.
Well, his merchandise is his shirts and his best of TNA DVD. I mean, did he have any classic matches in TNA?
I don't think so.
Well, apparently he did because there's a best of Hulk Hogan there. Maybe it's just, his promos. I don't think he had many matches. I'm not a big TNA watcher, so.
Look, I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't, really care. A lot of people out there who hated Hogan during his career. Let's call a spade a spade. Back in the day, what Hogan did for wrestling was big, right? That was like Hogan.
He's the Babe Ruth of wrestling.
Yes, he is. He built WWE. His character did. Now, people can say what they want about his wrestling style. All right, it sucked.
When I describe Hulk Hogan, I just tell people, the man's move was a leg drop. That's it. It was a leg drop.
But it worked back then, and that was heavyweight wrestling back then, right? Like, so for people to, like, crap all about his wrestling style, okay, we get it. But this just can't happen. Like, especially nowadays, we're going, the country's dealing with, the whole situation in Texas with Bland. You're coming off the Ferguson incident. You're coming off the South Carolina incident with the young man going to the African American church, doing what he did. You just can't use that word nowadays, especially when you're in that upper echelon
celebrity status.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't think Hogan was capable of this, but what would happen with Bill Cosby, man? You can't be surprised with any of these celebrities nowadays.
That's what I was gonna bring up. Like all of our heroes from the 80s
are fake.
Yeah,
they're fake. They're not real.
We find out that Bill Cosby was drugging women to have sex back in the day. Now we find out that Hogan was let's be honest. This just didn't happen. He had to have felt this way his entire life, right?
Yeah.
Hogan's a racist. It explains a lot. He never worked. I don't remember him working with a whole lot of African-American talent back in the day. Do you?
I don't remember him at all. Did he work with Bad News Brown?
He did have a match or two with Bad News Brown. But to be fair to WWE, there wasn't a bunch of African-American
talent back then.
Right.
But what about in WCW? I think he, did he work with Booker? Oh, wait, the tag match.
Yeah.
That was probably it. But, like, what was the exact quote he says? Like, you know, I like the nice ones, but I don't like the other, the mean ones, I think he said.
Yeah.
Some crap like that.
So when you start saying stuff like that, you're a racist. I don't care what you say. And the best thing that we can do, you know, now knowing what Hogan is, is completely, you know, forget about him. Because nothing destroys a celebrity more than him losing, him or her losing their fame. Like, the media stops talking about them. They can go out in public. Nobody gives a shit anymore.
You know who he basically is? He's basically Mel Gibson after his his Jewish
diary. Right, yeah. Because people, like, you know, even though Mel is still, you know, directing movies, acting in movies.
Well, they're B movies.
They're mostly B movies. People, like, kind of distance themselves from it, from Mel Gibson altogether. They're like, they roll their eyes when you bring up the name.
I mean, look at The Hangover 2. He was supposed to have the tattoo parlor artist role, and they didn't want to work with him.
So, yeah. Hogan, you're a racist. I'm glad you got fired.
But let me ask you, how do you feel? You've been, you know, you were a Hogan fan. You've been watching longer than I have.
You were
a Hogan fan. You witnessed Andre versus Hogan live.
Yeah, on pay-per-view in the Boys Club. Yes, I did.
You witnessed it. Like, I watched it on tape, so, you know.
Yeah, so I was a, you know, this is, you know, going back. I was a Hulkamaniac, like, you know, so many, and not just kids back in the day. I think grown men were Hulkamaniacs back in the day. And, you know, his theme song. Think about his theme song. Fight for the rights of every man. Except if you're black, apparently. Right?
It's disgusting. Like, I wasn't a big fan. I was more of a Warrior, like Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels guy. Those were my guys growing up. But, like, you know.
Yeah, see, like, when
there's so many people considered the man a hero. Now, this has to be such a letdown for them.
I'll give you a quick story about how I got into professional wrestling. I was really young, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. There was a video store not too far away from where my grandmother lives, and my uncle lived with my grandma at the time, my aunt. So the house was always packed. And my uncle one day comes home with his Coliseum home video.
I remember those.
Yeah, and he puts it on, and the main event on that tape was Hulk Hogan versus Iron Sheik for the World Wrestling Federation Championship at the time. And from that point on, I was hooked. Like, I was all about wrestling every Saturday, every Sunday. Yeah, Superstars of Wrestling. Then you had Wrestling Challenge on Sunday. This was before Monday Night Raw, but I was a huge fan, and it was all thanks to this one match, you know, featuring Hulk Hogan, you know, this enormous man, you know, and I didn't know crap about, like, oh, he's not a real wrestler, you know, compared to what they are today. Back then, that's what it was. It was punch, kick, leg drop, you know.
It's entertainment.
Yeah. But to see, like, what has come of this man who I, like, idolized back in the day, it's disappointing, man. And you brought up the, like, great point of, like, Bill Cosby. Like, Bill Cosby set, you know, the trend back then. Like, he was, you know.
He was the father figure for a lot of guys in the 80s.
Right, for America, if you think about it, us minorities. To see, you know, an African-American man playing a doctor whose wife is a lawyer, has his brownstone house, you know, in Brooklyn or wherever it was located.
Brooklyn Heights.
Right. And then you learn later that, you know, this guy was a fraud. This guy was drugging women to have sex. And now you find out that the real American, Hulk Hogan, is a racist.
Like, I don't think I could watch a Hulk Hogan match the same. And I don't think I could watch the Cosby Show the same. I mean...
And I don't think you would have to, because we no longer see the Cosby Show on TV. No network is going to pick that up. Why would they? And you're not going to see Hogan matches, at least not on the WWE network. You might see him on TNA, but you're never going to see him.
I mean, TNA is only going to last for about 3 more months anyway. I mean, I guess he got global force.
And you know what's great? Like, this is something, like, you expect. Like, let's say, like, if Stone Cold said this, right? You'd be like, okay, the redneck character, I get it. You know, maybe he's... But this is Hogan.
I mean, look, CM Punk said he saw this coming long ago, because Hogan, he's always fake to a lot of the, you know, the lower card guys.
I've heard this, yeah.
Like, backstage, when Hogan used to come visit, he never would talk to the lower card guys, but Stone Cold always made sure he talked to everyone. That was the difference between Stone Cold and Austin.
Hogan.
Hogan's blacklisted, or as I like to say, he's been Benoit.
He has been Chris Benoit, and good riddance. And this is my thing. Maybe if he did this on Twitter, like he could use that excuse that everybody uses.
Got hacked.
Yeah, I got hacked. You know, but this is your voice, and you know, unless you have one of those weapons that Batman uses in a new Arkham game, you know, when you can, you know, record somebody's voice and dub it over for like your own advantage. This was you, Hogan, and from this point on, we're no longer going to speak about Hogan. We have no room
for bigotry
at all. So, good riddance, and like I said, this is the last we'll talk about him. The worst thing that can happen for celebrity is he no longer or she no longer becomes famous, and the only way we can do that is by not talking about them anymore. So that's that.
And fans, if you want to follow us on Facebook, go to www.facebook.com/pwspotlight.com and like our page.
All right, welcome back to the PWS Cast, Season 2, Episode 1. I am Jay Marrero.
And JJL.
We are the co-creators of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight.
Going 5 years strong.
5 years strong. It's time flies. All right, let's get into some wrestling stuff now, can't we?
Let's do it.
Brock Lesnar.
And Seth Rollins?
No.
Brock Lesnar and who?
The Undertaker.
Surprisingly.
Let me get your thoughts on this whole match that's set to take place at SummerSlam in the main event.
Like, I had no expectations in my mind of seeing a rematch. Like, I thought Undertaker was just one match and done from now on. But apparently...
Me too.
Apparently he wants to work all the way up until Mania. So this is farewell to it, I guess.
Oh, so this is like he's staying on consistently on Raw, SmackDown, and pay-per-views? Or is this like...
It's like, you know, part-timer, but he's going to work, you know, certain shows. Like, he's working the show in Mexico in October.
Okay.
Which might be a network special. They're trying to see...
I could see that happening. They want to take us back, yeah.
You know, do a network special in Mexico. But, like, I had no... When I thought about possible main event scenarios for SummerSlam, this was not one of them.
No, we talked about, like... You know, how many other scenarios that we picture, right?
You thought Brock Roman.
Right, yeah. That was a big rumor. But now we get Undertaker Brock.
Which seems last minute, man.
Yeah.
It seems very last minute.
Because it's like, now you're pissed that he's like bragging about the streak when he's been bragging about it for like, what, a year and a half?
A year and a half.
Why now are you pissed that like Raymond... And Brock are bragging about the streak. And why now decide that you want revenge on that?
Like, why would you have a match in the middle
exactly.
with Bray Wyatt
exactly.
before you got your revenge? I mean...
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know, like...
Story-wise, it makes zero sense to me. This match at SummerSlam is main eventing for some reason.
Over the title.
Over the title.
I hate when they do that, but
yeah.
It is what it is.
So, like... Apparently, you know, not apparently, but as we all know, Brock now, you know, is promoting Suplex City. There's no way he can give, you know, 10 to 15 suplexes to the Undertaker, not at Undertaker's age.
If that happens, we will not see Undertaker for about 3 to 5 years. Possibly.
So...
I mean, did he give him suplexes in their first match at 30?
I would have to go back and look at that. I thought the suplex like phenomenon started when the Cena match.
It did, but let me just say, for those who remember, besides the outcome of that match, it was a pretty shitty match.
I enjoyed the match.
It was slow as hell, though, bro.
And you know me, you you know me how long have we known each other?
Like, going on 10 years?
Just ridiculous, yeah. Time flies. And you know that Taker is my top guy of all time, right? You know I'm a huge Undertaker fan. I'm not going to hide that. But, you know, I'm smart enough to know when someone's past their prime, you know, a la Michael Jordan. This is like Jordan on the Wizards, right, if you think about it. I don't want to remember the Undertaker like this.
I mean, I didn't think his match with Bray was that bad as you thought it was, but, you know, him and Brock, man, they...
Yeah, see, I hated that match with Bray. I enjoyed even the outcome. I was fine with the streak ending. You know, I was pissed initially, but, you know, as I let it simmer, I accepted the fact that, you know, Brock was the guy to break the streak. But, you know, I do have a problem with him, you know, with not just him, but WWE in general, you know, a year and a half later saying, oh, now I'm pissed that you're, you know, poking fun of at you being the one who broke my streak, when they could have spun this off as, yo, you hurt my brother. You freaking shattered his leg. That's why I'm back. But no, they're spinning this as, you know,
revenge
for the loss now.
And everybody thought Taker came back as a heel. What do you think about that? Do you think he should be a heel?
He came back as
neutral, as a tweener. But what do you think? Do you think he should be a heel?
It would be interesting if he did like the corporation thing. I remember the Ministry of Darkness kind of angle again.
Besides Biker Taker.
Yeah.
That was the only time he was heel as a dead man in, you know, recent history.
I guess he's a tweener, but the fans aren't going to let him be a tweener. That's
the thing.
They're
going to cheer him. Right. Exactly. He's Undertaker. He's a legend.
You know, like I said, my biggest thing is, you know, Taker is up in age, and it shows in his appearance. He looks old. You know, he got the whatever hairstyle he's going with now with age. This is a weird haircut. His body looks old and beat up.
Like, maybe he shouldn't dye his hair. Maybe he should keep it gray. You know, go with the Doc Brown look.
Yeah.
Why not? Go ahead. Go with the Doc Brown look.
Yeah, I think so. Or just be American Badass if you're going to go with that look. And wear the bandana to cover up your incredibly receding hairline. I don't know. So this match is going to main event SummerSlam, which comes to you
live from the Barclays Center.
From the Barclays Center, you know, in Brooklyn, home of myself and JJL. So, do you think this match ends with Sting finally showing up and them finally promoting Sting versus Undertaker somewhere down the line?
All reports, Sting is going to have a match at SummerSlam. We'll get to that later. So, yeah, Brock's going to pay Undertaker back. By putting him over,
right,
and then,
right,
you know, Undertaker probably is going to be doing his celebration. The lights go out, and Sting comes into the ring, and then next night on Raw, they probably make it official for Mania.
I can see that.
I can
and
see
then
that
you have
happening.
You know, whatever, it's 6-7 months to promote Sting versus Taker. So let me get your thoughts on one thing before we go on to the next story. The match at is it Battleground?
Battleground was the last.
Was technically a no contest, right?
It was a DQ. So.
Was it a DQ?
Yeah, Brock won by DQ.
Oh, so that's what I was gonna ask. So there's no way Brock loses. You know, he lost his match at WrestleMania. He beat Kofi in a live TV event,
which
doesn't count.
It shouldn't count.
Yeah. And so we were thinking, like, there's no way Brock loses, you know, two matches in a row heading into SummerSlam, but. I guess he won that one.
So, and you know, he didn't get pinned. He hasn't gotten pinned since Triple H beat him at the New York WrestleMania.
Right, right.
So he's like on a six match pin streak.
And Undertaker, to be fair, has never beat Brock Lesnar.
Well, yeah. People keep telling me in a tag match, but never one on one.
Yeah, tag match. Like if you pin somebody in a tag match, it doesn't really count in your singles career.
One on one, Brock's like 3-0 against him.
Yeah, so it's time for
Brock to pay him back.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned, PWS fans. Next segment, we'll be going to John Cena, Seth Rollins. Who saw that coming?
And for our fans who have Twitter, you can follow us at @thePWSpotlight. Make sure to follow us.
All right, PWS fans, we are back. This is season 2, episode 1. Of the PWS cast, I am Jay Marrero.
And JJL. All
right, JJ, let's talk about something that I didn't see coming. I don't think you saw coming, right?
Kevin Owens tapping out to John Cena?
Well, we'll get to that. But let's talk about John Cena, Seth Rollins, the heavyweight championship match. SummerSlam.
I'm really hoping that's just a tease and it's not going to happen at SummerSlam.
I mean, we're 4 or 5 weeks away. It's definitely happening now. But what's your biggest beef with this, man? Is it because John Cena's in it or is it something else?
We've seen it already. Come on. Rollins is already feuded with Cena. Like, and Cena's the U.S. champion. Is it going to be a unification match?
No. This is definitely going to be for the heavyweight title. I could see Rollins costing Cena the U.S. title
before
SummerSlam to put fuel on the fire, as they say. But you know, I'm a big John Cena fan, and I know a lot of people aren't, just because you know he's the five moves of doom. Hey, whatever, John Cena can freaking wrestle. I don't care what anybody says.
The 15-time champion.
He is a 15-time champion.
He could tie Ric Flair with a win at SummerSlam.
Yeah. So for anybody who thinks this match isn't going to be good, I got news for you. It's going to be great. How do you feel? What are your thoughts so far as Seth Rollins as champion?
I mean, his run's gotten better. I mean, it was a slow, shaky start, but
yeah,
he's gotten
yeah.
better. He's improved on the mic. I mean, he's already, you know, been a great wrestler, but...
Yeah, our boy Raf from the page, one of the contributors from the page,
aka the Rebel.
Right. Yeah. He thinks that Seth should go away from being like the cowardly champion to like you know just a you know a wrestler who goes in handles business and you know.
Yeah, but he's not a monster. That's like
that's
for
what
a
I'm
monster
saying. Yeah.
here to do. I mean, like Rusev and Owens and
right.
all those dudes.
Right. I dig the character that Seth has become. That you know, the authority having his back. But, you know, for months now leading into this, we were, you know, through rumor pages and whatnot, we were told, quote unquote, that SummerSlam was going to feature Triple H versus Seth Rollins.
I know, like, I guess it was a change of plan. Maybe they push it to Mania.
Wow.
Or maybe Survivor Series, one of those pay-per-views.
I know JR is on record as saying that he thinks that Seth should hold the title until WrestleMania.
I think that's a good idea if you want to, you know, establish Seth as a monster heel. Make him a champion for a year. Why not?
So let me pitch this to you. And you could disagree if you like. I would push Triple H versus Seth Rollins to Royal Rumble, right?
Royal Rumble?
Yeah. I would have that match at Royal Rumble. I would have Seth go over. And then I would have, and if what he's saying is true, I would have Daniel Bryan, who's talking about coming back for the Royal Rumble, win the Royal Rumble, and set up Seth Rollins versus Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania.
It would be a clinic, that match. That match would be amazing.
Right.
They would steal the show right there. Show stolen right there.
But we know Vince, you know, loves his big names.
Well, you know, Daniel Bryan said it in an interview yesterday, like, he thinks he's kind of won Vince over, but... He doesn't think he should main event again. That's the only problem.
Do you think that would... Like, so we're going to Dallas for 31. Do you think that puts butts in seats, as they say in the industry?
No.
Wow, no.
You want the casual fan... a casual fan wants to see, you know, big names. I don't think they consider Seth a big name yet.
But we don't...
That's the thing.
We don't want to see, you know... The Rock return to main event
and
WrestleMania 30. Well, we don't want that, right?
Or Ronda Rousey, Ronda Rousey and Rock versus Triple H and Stephanie.
We don't want that to main event. If that's a part of the card,
sure.
Right? You know, if we have, you know, at the time, John Cena versus, you know, I don't know, Rusev or Owens, I'm fine with that as a part of the card. But to main event, I think you have to go with your best wrestlers. And if Daniel Bryan returned at Royal Rumble, imagine the reaction that he'd get.
Well, he did return at the Royal Rumble this year, and we all know how that ended.
Yeah, but we're assuming that, you know, if he's saying, you know, what he's saying is true, that he's going to be cleared by the doctor soon. Imagine that the Royal Rumble with, you know...
In Orlando, Florida. I know you'll probably be going to that, Mia.
Shout out to Mia. I just think that you got to put your best wrestlers in the main event in the biggest stage of all. And I think Daniel Bryan versus Seth Rollins would be huge.
I like it. I like the idea, but I just don't know if it sells. Like, the rumors are Shield, the triple threat for the title, but that's just a rumor I read a while ago.
That would be cool. All right, so going back to SummerSlam, who do you have coming out of that match for the title? Cena versus Rollins.
That could go either way, man. I'm really hoping Rollins wins, but I got a feeling Cena's going to win number 16 that night.
So Cena wins 16. Does Sheamus cash in that same night?
I mean, we've seen Sheamus and Cena so many times. I mean, he won his first title from Cena. Do we really want to see that again?
Is there a possibility that Sheamus falls into that category of people who fail to cash in the Money in the Bank?
Open to, I mean.
Because he's not incredibly over right now as a heel. He's like, you know, a funny character. People still chanting, you look stupid.
I mean, Sheamus has done so much in 5 years. Three-time champion.
Right.
King of the Ring.
Right.
Rumble winner.
Right.
Money in the Bank winner.
Right.
And he doesn't feel special.
Right? I'm not the only one. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Doesn't feel special.
So, like, even if he cashed in, like, his title run would be boring.
I'd rather have Sandow, you know, have cashed in successfully over Sheamus.
I talk about this all. We haven't had a face champion since Cena.
Cena, that's a year and a half. No, year and 2 months.
Jesus, right? That's a long time. For you not to have a face, like a pure face champion, this is like unheard of, right? Like we've had like extended runs by a heel, but like for this long, not to have a pure face as your champion?
It's been a while. Like, we know Daniel Bryan was supposed to have a long run, but he got injured.
Right. I don't know, man. So we'll see if, you know, what happened. If Cena, you know, wins this match. He's been on a hot streak as of late. Beat Owens in the last two pay-per-views.
Which is bullshit, but...
Yeah, we'll talk. Yeah. That's for the next segment. And speaking of which, let's dive into that in the next segment. Stay tuned. Come back. We're going to be talking about your boy KO. We'll be talking about his pending matchup with a feud with Antonio Cesaro. And if you feel like Owens has been de-pushed.
Fans, if you want to email us, you can email us at pwspotlight715@gmail.com.
All right, welcome back, PWS fans. This is PWS Cast. This is Season 2, Episode 1. I am Jay Marrero.
And JJL.
All right, JJ, I know this is a subject that you've been waiting to explode on, right? You have a lot of feelings toward this issue. So let's get right into it. Kevin Owens, has he been de-pushed recently?
Well, it looks like it. I mean, come on, they had him tap out to Cena. Come on, man. I mean, I read rumors this week that were shocking. Vince is not a fan of him.
Hmm.
That's why they want him to be de-pushed, because he doesn't have the look of a top guy. Like, they put him back on, what was the quote I read? He's on Ziggler level now.
Wow.
That's where they want him.
Wow.
In Ziggler level, just, you know, floating around in mid-card.
So,
I mean, what was the reason for him dropping the NXT title if he wasn't going to get the US title?
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't make any sense.
It's like he's being sabotaged.
So, the latest rumor is that Kevin Dunn and Triple H are in odds about Kevin Owen and some of the NXT people coming up. Do you think Triple H will win this fight eventually? Or do you think Kevin Dunn, with his, you know, mouth in Vince's ear, do you think he wins this fight?
I mean, look, Vince is on Kevin Dunn's side. I mean, if Triple H had his way, you would be enjoying the product a lot more consistently.
Yeah, because we see what Triple H can do with NXT. And NXT is huge. I don't get why, you know, people would have these issues with, you know, talent such as Kevin or people coming up like Finn Balor, who I think is going to be a star, or Sami Zayn. So is Kevin Dunn going to have these issues with Finn Balor and Sami Zayn when they get the call up?
I don't think with Balor, because look how they're promoting him on NXT. I mean, they're doing documentaries on the guy mm-hmm. already, mm-hmm. and like kids love him. You saw that part of the documentary? Kids
yeah.
Like, oh, we love him. He's our new favorite. Look, right there, that's your next Cena. That's going to be the face of the company right there.
Right.
Balor's going to be the face. So, like, I don't think he'll have issues. Like, I'm worried about Sami because he just looks too, you know, like a regular guy. He doesn't have, you know, a special look to him. He's not different.
So, going back to what I said in the last segment, what was it, the segment before? I can't remember. So, if, let's say, Kevin Owens accepts the U.S. title open challenge from John Cena, and causes Cena the match, Kevin wins the title. At SummerSlam, we get Antonio Cesaro versus Kevin Owens for the U.S. title. Would you be okay with that?
I'd be more than okay with that, but I just don't see that happening. That's the thing.
All right, so if you're okay with that, would you be okay with that match being pushed to the pre-card?
Nah, I can't be on the pre-card. Come on.
I mean, from everything we know so far, Vince is not a huge fan of Cesaro.
I mean, did you watch SmackDown last night? It ended with Kevin Owens beating down Cesaro. That's going to be a grudge match on the pay-per-view.
I mean, well, how often have we seen, like, these kind of matches end up in a pre-card match, right?
I mean, mostly the tag titles or a King Barrett match ends up on the pre-show.
Oh, you mean King Barrett versus R-Truth?
No, what was his name? Oh, no, King What's Up, whatever.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't even pay attention because it's a waste of time. Barrett deserves better, but that's another story.
See, I would have an issue if this was a pre-card match because I think this match has the ability to steal the show. I would put this as the kickoff match, not in the pre-show match, but as the first match
opener on the pay-per-view.
Right.
Yeah, I would be down for that. Like,
if you gave me that as the table setter, I would be okay with whatever happens the rest of the card.
If you want to get the crowd hyped, open with that match.
If you put that and you put it for the title, I just think it makes it that much more special. Both guys bring their A game
right
as
now,
they have so far.
Because right now, the U.S. title is ahead of the IC right now.
Yeah. Because
the IC is just like...
It's in limbo right now.
It's in limbo.
Yeah, with, And even when Ryback is around, it's like...
Who cares?
Who cares?
He's shooting with Big Show and Miz.
Exactly. Like, come on. I would like for Ziggler to have that title in his feud with Rusev. Because I think that makes a lot of sense. Like, Rusev as the Intercontinental Champion eventually makes sense to me. You have this foreign power, as the Intercontinental Champion. It all, makes sense, in my opinion.
Rusev's a great worker. Like, he needs something. Like, that feud is going nowhere because Ziggler's doing his movie now.
All right, so Ziggler's doing, which movie is he doing exactly?
Some WWE film, I forget the premise. Like, it came with his contract.
So. Is Dean Cain gonna be in this one too?
I think he's too busy on Supergirl now to do WWE films.
All right, so Ziggler's doing that. You want to talk briefly about Ziggler re-upping recently and how this is good for business or bad for Ziggler?
I mean, he decided to stay around after he threatened to leave if he didn't get a decent push.
Right.
They offered him a movie with the contract, kind of like what they did with Punk.
Right.
But, he didn't get the...
Minus the title.
Exactly, minus the title. So, see what happens. Hopefully he gets better, because Dolph Ziggler deserves better.
So do we get a mixed tag match at SummerSlam? Is this where this is going?
Well, it's either mixed tag or singles match. Rusev versus Ziggler,
And then Lana versus Summer somewhere else on the card?
Or down the line, yeah.
Because Lana is super over right now.
She's the most over diva right now.
Which is incredible because she's out of ten. I don't know.
She doesn't even wrestle.
Has she wrestled? No, right?
No, she's an actor. She worked on Pitch Perfect 1 and 2. I mean, that's her claim to fame. That's how she got hired, because of Pitch Perfect.
So we know that she's over. Do you eventually push her down the line in the Divas division?
Well, I mean, she's older.
Does she even want that?
Well, she did. Like, when she was at the Pitch Perfect premiere, mm-hmm. She did say she's learning how to wrestle in her American accent, not her Russian accent.
Okay. So you think she scraps the Russian accent eventually?
I mean, WWE, she's still Russian. Like, Vince wants to come up with a way to, like, say she's American, but I guess they haven't figured that out yet.
And let's be honest, the only reason she's over is because she's drop-dead gorgeous.
Exactly.
She might suck as a wrestler, but people just want to see her,
Especially with her hair down.
Yeah, and fans, for the most part, just want to see a wardrobe malfunction.
Exactly. Oh, we did. Remember we got her granny panties that one night?
Oh, yeah. All right, so I want to transition over now to... we talked a little bit about acting. I want to transition to that, because it's going to transition to... another match that's supposed to take place in SummerSlam.
Oh, okay.
All right, so come back. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
In don't forget to follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/PW Spotlight. Make sure you like it, comment, and express your opinions.
All right, PWS fans, welcome back to the PWS cast. I am Jay Marrero.
And JJL.
And this is season 2, episode 1 of the PWS cast. It's hard to believe that we've already gone, a full year doing this.
It's incredible. Time flies, man. When you're having fun.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to transition now, because we talked in the last segment a little bit about, Ziggler and acting and whatnot. WWE films.
I haven't watched one since See No Evil 1.
What are they doing? Why do they,
they've almost been going 10 years strong, man.
So why do they shoot every movie like it's a sci-fi original movie? You know, you always have these, actors that you haven't heard from in years. Scripts that are horrible.
Wasn't that one with Halle Berry pretty good?
I didn't see it. I didn't want to.
It was a cellular ripoff from what I heard.
Yeah, I had no interest in that movie at all. The new one with
Ambrose.
That's 12 Rounds 3, is that?
Yeah, 12 Rounds 3.
No interest in that. I was talking about the other one with Big Show and Dean Cain.
Did they even promote that? I mean, I saw a poster, but did they show a trailer?
I
don't think they showed a trailer for that one.
It's all making sense to me that why The Rock doesn't do these movies, because they're horrible. And, all right, so you're going to make a horrible movie. Why are you still making people, rent these on demand or tell them to buy a DVD? When you have a network, you know these movies are bad.
Just put them on the network.
Just put them on the network.
That's a great idea, man. Like, you want content on your network, add those whack movies to it. That's it, yeah. They're whack.
As I say, it makes sense that Brock doesn't want to act in any of his movies. I don't know if he's ever been asked to be in any of his movies. I would think he would say no.
Probably told him I'll get back to you on that.
Call my agent. It's 50,000 messages sitting with his agent.
Dwayne, we have 12 Rounds 4. Or what about the Marine 5? You know, Miz is too busy to do the third, his third Marine movie. But, I actually saw some of the second, the third Marine with the Miz? Because it's on.
The second one.
It's on, IFC.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know why they were.
It's not an independent film. Exactly. That doesn't make sense. And Cena has slowly distanced himself from WWE films as well.
Because he did a Trainwreck, which I'll be seeing soon.
Funny story that we just found out about Cena recently. He has, a sex scene in Trainwreck.
Full frontal,
and he, apparently it's some sort of booty call. I haven't seen the movie yet, which I plan to. But he comes over, he has sex with Amy Schumer, and as the story goes, this is from Amy Schumer from an interview she did recently. Cena slipped inside of her, went full non-acting on Amy Schumer.
Oh.
And actually had sex with Amy Schumer.
I wonder how Nikki Bella feels about that.
How do you not know that you're not supposed to have sex during a sex scene in a movie?
John, did you wear protection?
That's what I'm
Seriously.
Thinking. Did he, slip in raw? Is there, John Cena Jr. on the way?
I mean, that would have happened, a year ago, so, I think they're safe. I think they're safe right now, but...
How does Ziggler feel about, Cena getting sloppy seconds on Amy Schumer?
Again, second time. Second time. First it was Nikki. Now it's Amy Schumer. On Cena's always going after... Ziggler's going out with Dana Brooke now, NXT Diva, so is that...
So Cena's next girlfriend.
That's Cena's next girlfriend right there.
It makes sense.
It does.
So... So let's transition that somehow, some way, let's transition that into SummerSlam gimmick match. Arrow, your boy Stephen Amell versus Stardust.
I almost called him Cody.
Oh, Stardust.
Stardust has been dropping hints in his feud with Neville. He called him you seem familiar, like a Green Arrow. Like, you know, doing subtle hits. Like we don't know what that means. Like, you're like a Green Arrow. I mean, come on.
Jesus Christ.
You're setting it up. Like, I don't know how it's going to work. Is it going to be Stardust versus Emil? Is it going to be Stardust versus Arrow? Or is it going to be, like, Neville versus Stardust and Emil in his corner? Like,
or Arrow in his corner.
Or Arrow in his corner. Like, they could go so many ways with this. Like,
so is this a ploy to sell Arrow to wrestling fans? Are they doing this because, you know, Edge is going to be, you know, a character on the Flash?
On the Flash, but it's the same universe.
Right, yeah. So where's this, like, how did this all begin, this, like, feud, this pending feud?
Well, you know, Stephen Emil's been a big
wrestling
big
fan.
WWE fan his whole life.
Right.
You know, he's been watching, you know, since he was a kid like us.
Yeah, I asked him at Comic-Con when we were going to see him on Raw.
He said soon.
He did say soon.
It took 8 months, but, you know, he was filming Ninja Turtles 2. He's playing Casey Jones.
He is playing Casey Jones.
And they had Raw on Long Island, and he was sitting in the front row, and he had Stardust come and, you know, taunt him. And that brought up the speculation of having this match at SummerSlam.
So is it going to be, like, one of these horrible gimmick matches, or you think, like, Emil can actually pull this off?
I mean, the dude's ripped. I mean, he does his own stunts, most of his own stunts. I mean, he could probably, you know, do a couple of wrestling moves.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll pull it off.
So maybe we get Stardust versus Arrow with Neville in Arrow's corner, right?
They could do that. It's a lot of possibilities they could, you know... A lot of ways it could go.
Do you think the Brooklyn crowd is going to absolutely boo this match out of the arena?
I mean, Arrow's a popular show, man.
So you think Brooklyn... You know Brooklyn's tough.
I know it's tough, but I think people like Arrow.
So you think the fans would be okay with this?
I'm okay with it. What about you? Are you okay with it? I mean, you like the show, too.
I like the show. I'm just never a fan of celebrities coming into wrestling.
It depends on which celebrity, like... People who are really into it, like Jon Stewart. No, Jon Stewart's a real fan.
Right, I'm not talking about, like, actually wrestling. In a pay-per-view, in a major pay-per-view at that.
I mean, you gotta sell SummerSlam, they gotta sell it.
Does Arrow come out to Arrow's theme music?
I wouldn't mind that. I'd mark out.
Does he come out with, what's his name, Dibble?
Why not? Bring Dibble in, man. He's his bodyguard. Bring Dibble in and bring in what's his name? Bring in Speedy. Bring in Speedy. Come on, bring the whole crew. Bring in Felicity too, man.
I would not mind.
I love Felicity.
So, all right, so let me get your predictions in this match. Arrow goes over?
A celebrity has to go over. It's the rule. Celebrity always go
over. I'm sure he wouldn't have signed on if he wasn't going to go over, right?
Exactly.
He is Arrow.
He has to go over.
Yeah.
But what's his finisher going to be? Is he going to, like, shoot him with an arrow, though?
That
are they going to do that kind of gimmick?
Horrible. you know, my feeling on Cody, I wish he had come back, you know, as Cody Rhodes after, you know, the untimely death of his father. And I thought maybe it'd be, you know, best that he, you know, took, like, a more serious role.
But he wanted to finish it.
Right, he wanted to finish this feud. That's what his dad would have wanted him to do. So I'm with you. I think Arrow goes over with some sort of silly finish. Neville gets involved, does the
red arrow,
which is hilarious for the Green Arrow. And then, you know, Arrow picks up the win, and
we'll see him again at WrestleMania.
What?
We'll see him again at WrestleMania.
All right, let's move on, shall we? The Wyatts. We haven't talked about them.
That's an excellent topic to go with.
Let's talk about the Wyatts versus Dean and
Roman
next.
Now, I know there are a lot of Twitter heads out there, so if you want to follow us, go to @thePWSpotlight and follow us and tweet us your displeasure.
All right, welcome back, PWS fans. This is Season 2, Episode 1 of the PWS Cast. I am Jay Morero.
And JJL.
We are the co-creators of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight. Cats who bring it to you every day. Bring you the latest news, the latest rumors, the latest opinions. So, let's transition over to the Wyatts. The two members of the Wyatts are now back together. You have Bray, of course, and you have Luke Harper.
was the best of the Wyatts.
Right.
Best wrestler of the Wyatts, I should say.
And now we have set up this feud for WrestleMania, where they would be going up against
Ambrose and Ambrose and Reigns.
Ambrose and Reigns, two-thirds of the Shield versus two-thirds of the Wyatts.
But the rumor is Sting might be added to this match. It's originally supposed to be a six-man tag, but they have to find someone to replace an injured Eric Rowan. Like, who's out there? Who would you replace Rowan with?
I was thinking
Bo.
That's a good one.
Because he's his brother already. You gotta rework his gimmick, though.
That's actually a really good one. I didn't think about that one. I was thinking of an NXT guy they could bring up. Like somebody like Corbin.
Sucks.
He does suck. But, you know, just to throw him in that match.
And besides, he's going to be feuding with Joe, but we'll get to that later.
Bo is an interesting choice.
I mean, they have to rework his character.
So how
he's going to be in a Y, you know. He should have never shaved his goatee off.
Yeah.
He should have kept that shit growing.
So you do something where, like, Bray kidnaps Bo and they, like, brainwash him?
Do it. They need a third member. I mean, come on. Does Ambrose and Reigns versus Harper and Bray sell you that match?
No.
Come on. We got to do a six, man. Add Sting. I'll be more intrigued if Sting is added to the match. And they get a third partner.
But you got to do this, like, Monday on Raw. Like, you have to start promoting this.
Yeah, or week three. I mean, you got four Raws left, so.
Yeah, see, I'm fine with Sting being in this match because that would mean that Dean and Roman take the brunt of the time in the ring.
And then, you know, Sting comes in hot.
Right.
He gets the pin. That would be his first ever win in WWE.
Yeah, he should have won at WrestleMania, but yeah. That's a conversation for another day. But yeah, I didn't think about Bo being part of this. This is not a rumor that we've heard. This is something that you just brought up. I think this is great. So if this happens, I think that WWE should send you a check. But yeah, man, that's a good something I didn't think about.
I mean, who else is out there, like you said, man?
No, there's nobody that...
Well, you're going to put Adam Rose on the team?
Oh, God.
Are you going to put Fandango on the team?
Oh, God.
Who? Come on.
Yeah, because Bo fits the bill. He has long hair. You could do something weird with that.
Just get rid of the Bo Leave gimmick. That's it, man.
Right. Like, you could have him, like, where he, like, interrupts, you know, Bray at some point during one of his promos. And they just beat the crap out of him, take him to the back. You don't see him for, like, a week. And then he come back and he's, like, completely brainwashed.
And let's not forget, Sting did attack. I mean, Bo did get beat down by Sting.
This is true.
The night after WrestleMania on the network.
The night we thought that we were going to get Undertaker Sting face to face. And instead we got that.
Bo Dallas. We stood up an extra 20 minutes just to see Bo Dallas come out and get his ass kicked.
All right, so you predict that Team Sting, I would call them, goes over the Wyatts.
The Wyatt family.
And I, the same way, I don't know how good this match would be. I feel bad for Seth. Dean, because I think he's better than what he's getting. I also feel bad for Roman. You think of main evented WrestleMania.
Now he's just floating. Man.
Now, yeah, he didn't get a rematch after that. There was nothing.
Like, he better look. They might be building him up to win the Rumble again. That's all I'm afraid of.
Come on.
That's all I'm afraid of.
Come on. You heard of my Latin segment a couple segments ago. I want Daniel Bryan to win.
We all do, but I don't know. It's just a logical choice the way Vince thinks. But
would he be the first back to back winner?
Nah, Stone Cold.
That's right, Stone Cold.
And Hogan. Yeah. Oh, but wait. Yeah.
Wait, who? That person does not exist ever.
Exactly.
All right, let's move on over to the next segment, our last segment. We'll quickly talk about NXT. We'll talk about Tough Enough, which I know you've been heavy into. And then we'll close out the show there, right?
And fans, if you want to email us your questions so you could, you know, give us props or, you know, complain, you could go to thepwspotlight715@gmail.com.
All right, PWS fans, this is the final segment. This is season 2, episode 1 of the PWS cast. I am Jay Marrero.
And JJL.
We are the co-creators of the Pro Wrestling Spotlight on Facebook. Please follow us. Tell a friend to tell a friend. All right, Justin. NXT, your thoughts lately? Finn Balor's a champ now.
It's still been quality programming, but what scares me is like everyone's getting rushed up and NXT's gonna be left, you know,
dry.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So
that's my worry about it, but you know, that's probably, you know, not for a couple of months. Probably.
Right, because Sami Zayn's gonna come back eventually.
But I think he's gonna come up and feud with Owens right away.
That would be good. Itami will be up eventually, but not anytime soon. Sami Zayn will be up. I think I said him.
We'll still have the guys. We'll still have Breeze. We'll have Itami.
Let me ask you something about Breeze. Do you look at him like, you know how in baseball you have like these lifers who, you know, never make it out of the minor leagues? You know, who are like, he's really good in the minor league system, but when you call him up to like the main stage, they like suck. Do you think he's one of those guys who like is perfect for the NXT system, but would...
He's going to have to evolve because he's too much like Fandango.
Right.
He's too much like, who else?
John Morrison.
Like Morrison. He's like those guys. He has to evolve his character and add an edge to it. That's what he has to do. I mean, he's been down in FCW NXT for 5 years already. Like,
that's not a good sign.
He said goodbye to so many people. Like he said, he said goodbye to Harper. He said goodbye to Biggie. He said goodbye to all these guys in the interview he said. But, you know, like, he says he's, you know, he's humble. Feels happy for them because he knows he'll have his time when he's called up.
All right, so what about the women's division down at NXT? We just saw three women come up and leave.
What do you think about that? Like, because in my mind, Jay, I never thought that three divas would be called up
not
at once.
At the same time. No.
I thought one, you know, one individually would be called up, like Charlotte.
Right.
Then Sasha.
Yeah.
Then Becky. But we get all three at the same time.
We all thought Charlotte would be the first one to come up, right? Just because she's good, you know, of who her dad is. But I know you. I'm with you. I didn't expect all three to come up on the same night.
I mean, Becky Lynch got called up without even getting the title.
That's unheard of nowadays.
They left poor Bayley behind. Bayley's been there longer than all three.
You put two of them in a stable with Paige.
And you put the other one with
Sasha with
Naomi and Tamina. Setting up probably a triple threat match at SummerSlam.
What the hell is going to happen with the Divas division down in NXT?
Well,
Sasha's still, because she's still the champ.
Well,
Sasha's
going to be facing Bayley at NXT TakeOver Brooklyn.
We expect Bayley
to win the title.
Right.
So then you have Bayley. You have Dana Brooke, who just debuted, a.k.a. Ziggler's new girlfriend. You have Emma got called back down. So you got Emma there.
Uh-huh.
Who else do you have left? That's basically it. Oh, you got Carmella, but she doesn't wrestle.
Any hopefuls on Tough Enough right now for the NXT division, women's division?
Not really. Like, the only... For the males, it was Patrick, but he got eliminated.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me. I haven't watched, you know, every episode, but I thought he would be the guy to win this.
Well, the former judge on the show used to call him a smart, and it's all.
Yeah, that's weird that they have Vacant as a judge.
Yeah, Vacant seems to, you know, hate on him for some reason.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah.
So, I mean, on the male side of Tough Enough, ZZ, do you think he's going to win it?
Like, he has no cardio, though. Like, that's the thing. Like that's what they complain about. Like, he's always coming in last, and, like, he's only there because of his charisma.
He would be a good Wyatt, but
like,
he just started
doing crunches, like, a week ago. That's what Patrick said. Like, you know, he just started working on his cardio, doing crunches at midnight. So, you know, hopefully he keeps doing that, and he'll get better with each challenge.
He would be a good Wyatt, member of a Wyatt family, but he's built too much like Bray.
Exactly.
You can't have two chubby guys like built like that in the same stable, right?
And he's from Louisiana, so it works out. But
it's shocking to me that, you know, even if Patrick was eliminated this week, that they don't at least offer him a developmental contract.
Well, there was a rumor, but it was proven to be false by Patrick that they offered him a developmental deal, but, you know, he had to turn it down because he didn't have the money, but Patrick said it was false.
So they haven't offered him.
They haven't offered him one.
Do you think they will?
They should. I mean, the kid had passion for it.
I like Patrick a lot. He reminds me of Shelton Benjamin.
Patrick actually is a fan of Paige.
Shout out to you, Patrick.
We showed your tough enough entry when you emailed it to us, to all the fans. So I remember you. So
we're pulling for you to do big things. We hope you get that developmental deal down the line.
I mean, Mick Foley stopped watching Tough Enough because you got eliminated.
Shout out to Mick Foley for that, man.
Because Mick Foley knows all these other guys are projects, and Patrick had it.
Yeah, we still don't know what it is, but Patrick definitely had it. And, it makes me not want to watch the show also anymore.
Unless you want to watch ZZ.
I don't. Short and sweet, I don't want to watch ZZ. He'll be a jobber if he does make it to the main.
He'll be like, what was the dude who won on Stone Cold Year? Silent Rage. He got the Tough Enough contract, and he got fired when he got to FCW because he didn't have it.
He's going to be Brian Skinner, basically.
Brian Skinner.
You remember Brian Skinner?
No.
Oh, maybe I'm showing my age. You don't remember Skinner, man.
Oh, you mean Skinner?
Skinner, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I remember Skinner. I just remember as Skinner, not Brian Skinner.
Maybe I got the name wrong. That's a botch of my... If I did, it's a botch of my end.
You could be Skinner. Recycle that gimmick.
Or Waylon Mercy.
Oh, you mean... what's his name? He was in WCW. What's his name? Dan Spivey. It became Waylon Mercy.
Yeah, with the butcher knife tattooed on his forehead.
Doing the fucking De Niro gimmick from Cape Fear.
I'm just a common man. All right. That's all I got. You got anything else?
That's it. Oh, NXT Brooklyn. Are you hyped for that?
I am hyped for that. My plan is right now. See, I don't know if I'm flying back from PR that morning or if I'm just going to push my PR trip to that Monday, leave that week. But I am super hyped about this. I know Mia is pissed because...
We got it. We got NXT. Mia, you've had like 10 of them.
Yeah,
so you could
calm it down, Mia.
Exactly. You've had 10 NXT pay-per-views. Come on, let us have one.
We're going to get... Brooklyn gets NXT and SummerSlam back-to-back nights.
And Raw, but I'm probably still going
to Raw. You can watch it from home.
Exactly. You can go to Raw anytime.
Yeah. And I know ROH is pissed, right? Because they have a...
Jushin Liger got signed by NXT.
Oh, wow.
Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah.
He had a classic...
That's a throwback name.
He had a classic matches with Brian Pillman for the Cruiserweight title.
Yeah, I remember that. Jesus.
And he's 50 years old, but he can still do his thing.
Well, so is Taker.
And he's going to be taking on Tyler Breeze at NXT Brooklyn.
It should be a good match, like a good pay-per-view.
Should be the opener.
It's going to be weird having a pay-per-view for NXT on a Saturday.
That's really weird, yeah. Usually used to Wednesday.
Right. But yeah, I'm hyped.
We got Baron Corbin and Joe.
Do you stay hyped or you get hyped?
Hopefully they won't be on the card. That answers my question. That answers the question for you.
All right, PWS fans, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. Next month, I should say. After SummerSlam, we'll give a full rundown of what happened.
And we'll preview Night of Champions.
Preview Night of Champions. I like that pay-per-view. I was a fan of. I don't know why. I'm a fan of Night of Champions. And we'll talk about whatever latest rumors are going on during the time, latest news. Hopefully get a guest here and there. All right, that's all I got.
All right, guys.
Peace.
Expect the same thing is going to happen in this four-quarter match.
Let me tell you something, Gino. Can you out here talking about a click? The only click you need to know about is the Harlem Heat and Sister Sherry. See, because what you're dealing with here is the brotherhood. It's nonstop from this point on in WCW. We take what we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.